Most dear and honoured mother, I thought it my duty to certify you of the good news which yesternight caused so much joy in this city. His Majesty was yesterday in the morning in the House of Parliament. The end of his coming there was to let them know that he was contented to yield his assent that there should be a triennial Parliament according to their desires. He told them he thought they did not consider his occasions with that celerity and speed as they might, and therefore desired them not altogether to consider their own, but likewise his occasions. Much to this purpose was that which His Majesty delivered to them. In the afternoon, both the Houses came to Whitehall to return their thanks to His Majesty for his gracious consenting to their desires. He replied that if he had known that this would have pleased them so well, they should have had it long since, and so in much content and satisfaction they parted. For which good news there was such ringing of bells, discharging of pieces, and bonfires throughout the whole city at night, that I think there was not the like since man's memory, except when His Majesty came from Spain. And now I have some news which concerns my particular, which, I hope being ushered in by such happy tidings, will not be displeasing unto you. I was yesternight at court, and, amidst all the jollity, by means of some good friends, His Majesty was pleased to make me a knight. The particular carriage of the business I will certify you of when I come home, which will be tomorrow or on Friday. And I hope I shall give you ample satisfaction of the whole business. I pray do not entertain any prejudicate or sinister opinion of me for not acquainting you of it, which indeed I could not do, being not certain of it myself when I parted from you. But leaving it to my verbal relation, I humbly take my leave, desiring you to esteem of me as I am, your most dutiful and loving son, John Witterong.